ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warranted. I mean, we all have our different opinions. I think I was like through 11, 12 passes in the first half. I had like, 40-something yards, 46 yards, 50 yards. So, like I said, it's not my decision. I'm here to be the best teammate I can be. I'm here to be the best person I can be.
Justin Fields.
Wow.
I don't know anymore.
0-7, New York Jets.
0-7. They're on to Cincinnati, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Tyrod Taylor throw two interceptions in a game before. But he did yesterday in partial time.
Never really watched him play extensively for the New York Jets before, though, have you?
No, I guess that explains it. Man, the AFC East. Would you have taken this? I don't think I would have for the Bills, that two teams are in shambles. They might as well make the move on Mike McDaniel now, but they haven't. I mean, that's he and Tua are just going to press on, I guess. I don't know what the point is anymore.
I don't either. I mean, they've got games to play, and they're not, you know, they could make a change. They can make any change they wanted. I don't know. They're hopeful there's going to be some signs of life. I don't know. I read my first breakdown of getting out of Tua's contract today. Like, we're there. So
it's not pretty.
No, it's not.
Not easy.
But they can divide it up if they wait post June 1st this offseason. Anyway, it's going to be ugly. No surprise that the Dolphins and Jets are in shambles. I don't know that I would have expected only one win between the two of them this far into the season, but that is where we are. Miami's 1-6, and the Jets are 0-7. New England being ahead of the Bills is the surprise that they're that good. Although, you know, if you were listening to us, we talked about the schedule a lot, but, you know, I certainly did never hear you say it, and I know I never said it, that I thought New England was going to, you know, would be ahead of the Bills 2 months into the season or something. There's no way. But, you know, here we are. But the Jets and Dolphins, I don't know, would I have taken it? Yeah, I expected it. I thought they'd both be in shambles.
Well, with New England, I think I would have said, if they can win the game here, they might be in great shape, because that would tell you they're good enough to do it.
Right.
And that's what it is. I still think I've got them right, though. Even yesterday, like, they didn't cruise yesterday. Eventually they did, and Tennessee laid down. But it wasn't like they were just much the better team right away. I think that's the Patriots. Sal said it with us last week about them. Maybe this is just the consensus, how you've got a team there that's good enough to beat you, and might end up winning more games than losing. But they're probably not good enough to just beat anybody. Like, I would not bet the Patriots to win big in the playoffs, but I have already bet them to make it. And I think what I'm seeing there is pretty much what I thought. I thought the Jets would be a little better than this, but not good. Miami, this was what was disconcerting about it is that pretty much it was unanimous that Miami would be bad, and they're bad.
Yeah.
Because usually, if we're all on the same page, we're probably going to be wrong, it seems. But we have not been wrong.
Not about that.
On the Dolphins.
Anyway, right.
So New England is, I mean, you used the word about another team recently, and you weren't sure if it applied, plucky.
I call somebody plucky?
Well, you did, and then you said, I'm not sure this is plucky.
Oh,
Who was it we were talking about?
I don't remember now. I don't recall.
Maybe it was the Patriots. I don't think it was.
Maybe. I don't know. You're right about this game yesterday. I mean, I kept up with it well enough in that window. But, yeah, it was 13-10, Tennessee in the lead, second quarter, late touchdown, make it 17-13. And then, you know, it's a fumble return accounts for the final score. So, you know, it's not like they just smoked them.
Here, I'll share this with you about the Patriots, and I'd love any feedback on it. So my guys from the island who are texting about the Bills and Sabres literally every day, all the time. Usually it's about how terrible everything is, so I stay out of it. But I was intrigued by one take this morning, and it does come from that same everything is terrible
roots. Yeah.
Tree, okay. Yeah, roots. Yeah. But the point was, wouldn't you rather be the Patriots going forward? Or say, starting next year, wouldn't you rather be New England? This is coming from a fan who's very negative about the Bills roster and coaching and like this. Allen is the only good thing they have, kind of, that kind of fan.
Uh-huh.
Like, wouldn't you rather be the Patriots? And I thought about it, and I responded by saying, well, May is 6.5 years younger. So I've got the rookie window here, right? Mm-hmm. I've got that luxury. And I'm off to a good start. This is year two. I've got a serious coach. I think somebody could believe in them.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to go somewhere to win, maybe more easily than you would have bought into this when Allen was younger.
I think they are going to be a real problem, and maybe they'll even be a real problem this year. I'm still not going to rush to that, but I think they're going to be a real problem.
The thing I would say ultimately is that, from the Bills standpoint, I maybe really have to win it right now. Not that the window would be closed because Josh Allen is 30, but New England could be like right up there with them.
Sure.
Maybe they even already are, maybe. And if I'm that with cap space and not some of the baggage the Bills have on their roster and some of the decisions that have already been made and how they've really not, they don't look great in the draft in the last few years overall, that, again, I'll use baggage again. Maybe New England is a team that won't have that. And, you know, if the Bills win it this year, I don't even care what happens in the future. I really don't even care right now. just let's get one and then go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But if you don't get the one, and especially, well, it could be the Patriots, but especially if somebody else gets there in front of you, like the Bengals have threatened to do, maybe it won't be Baltimore, maybe it would be Indianapolis. If somebody else then beats mm-hmm. you to the spot,
right,
and it's not Kansas City, but it's also not you, and we go in the next year, and here's Drake May at 24 with this or that new piece, I don't think that'll feel great. I think we might think at that point that You're back in a reality where we have to see what happens this year, but you've got somebody in the division that's at least what you are.
Yeah. You know, the beauty, if that's the right, even the word I want, of that question, you know, would you rather be them right now? Is of course it's premature. But, you know, if you're trying to make a call now, you're prognosticating, is this guy going to end up being as good or better than Allen? Because that's to me is the crux of the question right now. Because the rest of it, sure, I understand why you should feel good about Mike Vrabel.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Head coach and trust that he's a real serious tomato ketchup coach and is going to put together a program there. But May, as it's all promise right now, still, it's just so early. He won a big game here at night. One. There's going to be a lot more of those, especially if, you know, you have this year, they win 10 games or more. Maybe 11. I don't know. To me, I wouldn't expect them to win 12, but they could. They're going to have 5 night games next year. Like they'll be right back to, you know, the usual Patriot status, all over primetime. And so I need to see more in big spots, playoffs. I mean, there's just a lot that Drake May has not done yet that I don't want to say he already is Allen's equal. It's not, to me, that's preposterous. So there's a lot to still happen for me to want to get to, but I'd rather be them. But right now, the rest of it, they've got the cap room. They've got a coach that I think is going to put together a program that is to be respected. And if the overall point you said within here somewhere is, you know, there's new people coming. Like, we were waiting for, like, Allen showed up and got good when he did. Mahomes was already established. Here comes Burrow. Here comes Lamar Jackson all at the same time. And then we were sort of, oh, now Russell Wilson is in the AFC West and Justin Herbert. And we're sort of forcing all these guys into this funnel. Right, Trevor Lawrence, Tua. Like, oh, my God, look at all these incredible quarterbacks. And it's still mostly just the group that was there at the beginning. But now maybe that's happening. Now here comes Drake May, right? And that is to be respected. Now Daniel Jones looks like he looks competent. And more than that, he looks great is what he looks. So there's always going to be new blood. And if some of it is top shelf, then yeah, you got to worry. Like you've missed an opportunity here where the group was more finite. And right now, it's open right now for May to carve out a space up at the top, I think, if he has, I mean, if he has a back half of the season, like the front third of the season he's had already, he's going to be in that conversation. I mean, he makes every throw.
He could win the MVP.
Sure he could.
This year, I think. The schedule is so soft. Cleveland and then Atlanta, those are their next two games, both at Foxborough, the Browns and then the Falcons. But don't worry, they've got the Jets twice.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550, Bills and Patriots. New England now atop the AFC East at 5-2. We'll look for your calls again when we return. The Sabres are in Montreal. 6:30 pregame tonight here on WGR.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.